Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. Today's episode is going to be dealing with topics of a fairly adult nature, so if you've got minors that you don't want listening to that sort of stuff, you might want to give this a listen to see if it's appropriate or not. Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and I'd just like to reiterate the warning from the beginning of the episode that today we will be dealing with topics of a fairly adult nature. Not to say we're going to be using the F word, although usually in my podcast it comes out, so be prepared for that as well. Today I'm going to be interviewing somebody who you know, who's actually been on more shows than anybody else, because she's largely the outro voice of HPR, and it is my wife. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, what was it? We've been planning this episode for about 2 years. So, the reason we're doing it now, particularly because it's very, very hot, is because we're low on shows. So, if you've got shows in the queue, just put something together very quick. We need shows. We need shows more importantly than we need masterpieces. So, send in your show and you can always improve in your next show. So today we're going to be talking about surrogacy. Can you just tell the listeners what surrogacy is before we start?
Surrogacy is where generally a couple need somebody to carry their child for them. They basically need a woman with a womb where the baby can live for 9 months.
Okay, and your part in this was as somebody looking for it or somebody being?
I offered to be a surrogate for a friend of ours.
And you did this because you wanted to make loads and loads of money, no doubt.
No, that's illegal in Europe. You're not allowed to have any
financial reward.
Financial, exactly.
Again, at all. So, it's kind of odd because you have, in the Netherlands, a lady can rent out her private parts on a short-term basis, and that is perfectly legal, whereas renting out your womb for 9 months is not. And in the States, yes, it's perfectly legal to rent out your womb, and they also have you can put in more embryos and up to however many you want. So different rules in different places. So we're going to so back to the original question: what was your motivation for doing this in the first place?
Well, that goes back to our own situation. Basically, we wanted to have children and...
But you didn't always want to have children, apparently.
I didn't, no. I wasn't going to get married and I wasn't going to have any children. No, until I met you. Yeah, exactly.
You silly woman.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me, but yeah. Anyway, it's done now, you know, we're married and everything. So,
but anyway, it turned out.
Yeah, that we had trouble conceiving.
And this didn't actually come as a surprise to me because there's a history of infertility in our family. So as it turns out, I have a very low sperm count. And even some of my brothers have also had trouble and they went down the adoption route, whereas we went down the they went down the IVF route as well, and we went down the IVF route as well. So let's talk about that. First of all, there was a trial period for about, what was it, 2 years where we were trying every method under the sun.
Yes.
So tell us what we tried.
I don't know.
The temperature stuff. Cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had to eat all the vitamin C to try and get my thingy up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sperm count up, vitamin C. Apparently, after 6 months, it starts having an effect on your sperm count.
Yeah, but it turned out it didn't, and
no.
and also doing the temperature thing to see when you're when your eggs are ready, basically.
And while it might seem like a
So,
good comedic thing to do, and it's
topic.
been done in a few movies, come home now, you need to come home now. It's more like you've got 2 days in which to have sexual intercourse. And it is just that, it is sexual intercourse. It's not shagging, it's not making love. It's come home,
It's
put your
no
pillow underneath your
fun.
thighs, and then you have to keep your pelvis up
It's too
afterwards
old,
to make
very
sure the fluids.
scientific.
Yes, it's like you scientifically remove all the romance from it, and it becomes a bit of a
Well, we
chore.
got through that
We
anyway.
did, thankfully, yes. Yes, not fond memories though of the nookie at that particular point in time, I must say. But there you go, that is it. But during that period of time, we did notice lots of stuff, lots of people pregnant, and like it became a joke. Actually, after a while, not a funny joke, but the desire to have children and how.
Yes, it was all very difficult. It became very difficult because you start noticing, well,
Babies everywhere.
basically everything, everywhere, like ads. All the ads had somebody who was pregnant, or it was about children or babies or
Talpo ads or nappy ads or baby milk. And then you
anything.
turn on something like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you've got Kindergarten Cop. You turn the channel and it's like some other action movie, and the guy pushes a baby out, a pram out of the way of the car. And then, you start getting a little bit paranoid actually after a while.
And everywhere in the street, or colleagues, or when they're joking about, oh, it's so quick and easy, or whatever, and you just
And then.
feel really rotten
And there's
about
lots of
those.
stuff that people say, and I know they mean well as well, but it doesn't help. It's
Yeah,
they,
just when you take a baby, for example, like they say that here in the Netherlands anyway, that, oh, you get married and then you
You have a
get a baby, or
baby,
you
and
take a baby, as though it's something
have
that
sex on
you
Tuesday, be pregnant by Wednesday type
type
thing, yeah.
thing. People just don't think,
But also,
but that's.
there's the, you say, oh, we're trying to have a baby, and then they go, oh, don't worry about it. I have had a friend, and they were trying for ages. Then they had four kids. Yeah, well, thanks. That was their situation. It wasn't really, it doesn't work like that always. So, but and then we have the whole concept of our friend Hope, who continues to rear her ugly head. I don't. Yeah.
Hope is very difficult because you don't want to hope every month, but you do.
Yeah.
And you only notice that you really had high hopes for this month when you get your period and think, oh, this hasn't worked out, and you really feel,
And also, now
rotten.
you're saying that, but I also had that feeling like, I wouldn't say anything to you, and you wouldn't say anything, and we kind of smile over breakfast, and that's been one day over, and then it's 2 days over, and you're kind of going, and then. The next thing you're reaching for a bar of chocolate, and and then your hopes are dashed again for another month. So yeah, it's but part of a standard IVF treatment process anyway is that you have to go through those 2 years of trying
Generally,
natural. Yeah, they won't
they
even treat you.
well, 2 years, I don't know the exact amount, but you have to have done there are certain steps that you have to have done, like the temperature, taking the temperature and all that, and there's certain things that you do, and once that hasn't worked for
Period of
a
time, then
period
you
of
move to
time,
the
then
next
you,
thing.
yeah, so
They
I
don't,
don't
well, at least here, they don't automatically shove you in at the deep end. You usually do the turkey baster thing where.
Yeah, they always start with when you go to the IVF clinic, well, it depends on your situation, of course, but if there's no particular reason why you couldn't conceive naturally, they just do the artificial insemination first
Which is,
for six
yeah,
times.
which is they take the male sperm out and then physically place it in the
In
correct
the.
position within the womb,
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
targeted straight in on the fallopian tube that is ripe. So there's no way any eggs coming down could miss this wall of
That's the
Yeah,
idea,
that's
yeah.
basically the
Yeah.
plan. And then right at the end of that spectrum, you have IVF, where they take the eggs out of the woman, put them into a petri dish along with the sperm, and then at the
And just
very end,
hope that they'll turn into embryos,
yeah,
you know,
which
and
happens
then
quite a lot.
yeah. And then at the end you wanted to say the ICSI.
Yeah, and that's the typical one when people see IVF on, you know, the clips in the movies. You see the egg and the injection, you know, the needle going in. That's the actual procedure where you intravenous ICSI. I don't know. I should look it
Yeah,
up.
yeah, exactly.
I'll link in the show notes, folks.
Anyway, yes, they take one sperm cell, the very best sperm cell they can find, the liveliest one, or the and they inject it into the
Pick
egg.
me, pick me.
Yeah.
So it's intracytoplasmic sperm injection. Cushewing. So,
There you
according to
go.
Wikipedia.
So anyway, our situation was
We went
that
in for a consultation and then.
we went into the GP, we told him what we had already done, and he said, well, just go to the IVF clinic because you've done everything that you possibly could. So we went to the IVF clinic and we'd done the artificial insemination.
I think
But
they made us do artificial insemination, but I really got the feeling they didn't have any faith in that that was gonna
well,
work.
after three goes instead of six,
Yeah, they
that's
stopped
when
it.
they stopped it. They said, look, guys, this is
Not gonna work for you
not
guys.
gonna work. We're going to skip IVF and immediately go to ICSI,
Which
which wasn't a very pleasant bit of information for us because after ICSI, you get in the Netherlands, you get three goes through your basic health insurance, and everybody has health insurance. It's part of the law that you have to have
So the way it
basic health
works
insurance.
is, I think all the hospitals are private, but everybody has health insurance. So you're required by law to have basic health insurance, and you can have more than that if you wish. You know, if you want to get a helicopter back, if you break your leg on the ski slope, that sort of stuff. And the number of glasses that you can get and whatever. So there's different packages. If you can't afford it, or you're unemployed or whatever, then the state will pay it for you. And also, anybody up to the age of 18, if you go straight into work, or 23 or 24, if you're going to university, gets it paid for free by the government. So, but as part
Yes.
of that, you are allowed three chances at at fertility treatment. So,
Yeah, three
successful ones.
successful ones.
So if
So,
you have a baby on the third go,
yeah,
then
you get
you
another
get
three
three chances,
goes.
and then
Yeah.
if you get a baby on the third one, you get another three chances. And I don't know about that, but
Yeah, they, yeah, basically it works like that.
okay. So, bit of a shock, I must say, for myself. I was in a bit because, and the reason for that is, if the cycle, the procedure for doing ICSI is about well,
Three
three
months.
months. So let's say four. Three fours is 12. So you do it three times in the year. So that meant that as soon as we heard that news, and we were, it meant that we could be childless
We
by th
knew that we could have the news that it didn't work out, and that was it.
by the end of
Yeah.
within 12 months. And I mean, you could we could have saved up and we could have continued to do the ICSI, but we always said, well, we try that three times, and you know,
Yeah.
if three times seems like a reasonable number. I mean, you
Some
don't want to be.
people continue on and
Yes, they
on
do,
and
and on
on,
and on.
and
And
yes.
sometimes it works, and then sometimes it doesn't. But
No,
you
no.
know, you just, you know, what do you say to those people? You know, give up hope and you know, get a dog, as the advice was given to us.
Yeah, by some
Yeah,
people.
and some people do.
Yeah, but basically after that you can still adopt, if you know, if that's what you want. Not everybody wants that, but also there's an age limit. It's an age limit with IVF, and there's an age limit with adoption.
And you can't do
So,
both at the same
and you
time.
can't do both at the same time. So you really, we felt we had to make a plan,
Yeah. And that really moved everything up because we thought, okay, well, we'll have six goes at one thing, and we'll have three goes at the regular IVF, and then three goes at the ICSI if that happens. That puts us 3 or 4 years down the line, and then we stop that, and then we do the adoption thing. But then all of a sudden, boom, we know this day next year, we may have to realize that we never have a child. And then do we look for a sperm donor and try and have a child,
another biological father,
which I was given serious consideration to. And then do we, you know, it's just a bit of a shock. Yeah. I felt really a let down the team
really
type thing.
Had to adjust to that bit of news.
So anyway, what happened?
What happened was that, well, we of course started the procedure, ICSI, and
the IVF clinic itself, it's, well, sorry for interrupting, but the way they do it in the Netherlands is the local IVF clinic is in the local hospital, which wasn't that far away.
Yeah.
And it's kind of apart from the rest of the other hospital as well. I always felt it's like, shame, these are the shameful people down here. But maybe it wasn't.
I always had the feeling that it was more private, that not everybody had to see your troubles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, weird.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
But the IVF team is over there is brilliant.
Really nice, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, the local IVF team, they work closely together with the IVF hospital.
Yeah, there's a few of them dotted around.
There's a few of them in the Netherlands.
So for the Amsterdam region, all the local hospitals around Amsterdam send their patients to the VU,
yeah.
The Volks Universiteit. No.
No, the
Google.
Oh yeah. Anyway, what were we trying to say?
Vrije Universiteit.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands.
Nee,
Dutch name.
Niet het. Nee,
yeah.
That's not it. Anyway, coming back to
to
the point. What we were talking about?
We're talking about the IVF procedure. They're really good. They have to go. They do one part here, so they do all the scans and all the.
They do basically everything up to the point of
the actual
petri dish situation.
And the implant back in, obviously.
And the implant back.
So,
yes.
What did they do? You had to get loads and loads of drugs.
Loads of drugs. Injecting myself every day.
Just to give you an idea of the amount of drugs, a typical IKEA cupboard was full.
One entire shelf
of a fridge was full with drugs that needed to be frozen on top of the regular, you know, folic acid and all the regular stuff that people take. And you also needed to inject yourself in the tummy with that pen thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't really like blood and everything.
Well, blood is okay. I just don't like injections.
Yes.
But I kind of got over that. I mean,
you have to.
And also, putting your legs in the stirrups every time.
Yes.
I don't know how many people look at your private parts.
I remember
you just have to switch. Just basically let it happen and just don't think anything of it.
And it's kind of funny because we'll get to the UK. You know, in the UK there was. They put a gown over your legs, and then the doctors
very...
more or less go into a little tunnel underneath where, like, there's the light at the end of the tunnel type thing. Whereas in the Netherlands, it's like feet and stirrups, the room is a little bit dark, and we'll pull the curtain over on the first visit. But, you know, by the time you've done all the visits, it's like, okay, do you want to come in? Yeah, no, fine. But you get over that. I remember for that procedure, I remember us counting that 23 different people had seen your privates during the course of the first procedure.
So anyway, we went through all that, and
To get your cycle in order.
You need to first your cycle needs to be in order. Then they have to you get drugs so that you will grow more follicles, more eggs than normal, and basically they have to be
Excited and matured, yeah.
maximum potential basically, and then everything has to be stopped because they have to wait for the moment until they can be harvested and all that kind of thing. So it's a very long
Drawn out procedure, and
drawn out
then you need
procedure.
to normally you'd only release one at a particular time, and then they release give you drugs to release all of them at the or to make them ready to come
To
out.
make them ready to come out, but they mustn't
Come out, yeah,
come
and they'll have to
out
give them other
because
drugs to
otherwise
stop them
that's
coming out because, yeah.
so anyway, yeah, that all happened, and we got a harvest of which the harvest itself is not very pleasant.
You had a Valium,
I
although it was in the
had
room.
half a Valium, and it was
Enough to make you feel wonky, but not enough to dull any of the
I
pain.
really, I felt everything, but it made me feel really nauseous. So anyway, it doesn't matter. But they go with the needle through your, what is it, uterus
Uterus,
tract,
yeah.
to get your follicles, to get your eggs from one side, and then they go through the uterus tract again with the needle to get them from the other side,
Yes,
and it's
and
rather
as they're
painful.
doing that, they're rummaging around.
Yeah, they're rummaging around because they
So
have
they got,
to locate, because they do it with
was it 18
an
on one side
echo,
and then
what do you call it, a scan and
ultrasound? Yeah.
ultrasound, and so they have to rummage around a bit to find it, and yeah, it was
Yeah, they
not
know
just
from
not
the
very
scans how many
pleasant.
there's going to be, and then they're doing it, and then things move around, and
And
then
they have to
they have to
count
find them,
them and
and then there's
find
like
them and
bleeding, all sorts of stuff going on inside because of that. And, anyway, how many was there in the end?
24.
24.
That's a very large amount.
Yeah, it is.
That's not very not
Not very
usually
normal. Well, we were very happy about that,
We were
nonetheless.
very happy
It
about
kind
it.
of proves you were in perfect working order, and I
But
lost it. Which in itself, actually, I know that I personally felt guilty about that, but it would probably be worse. And we know lots of couples as well that just didn't have kids, and they checked everybody out. His sperm is fine, her fallopian tubes are fine, everything's fine, and yet,
Nothing
yeah, nothing
happens.
happens, and they've tried everything, and still nothing happens, and they're at the end of the road, and nothing happens. So, you know, in that case, you're going, what?
You just don't know.
No, what the reason was. But tell us about the room.
Oh,
Well,
yes.
before we go there, in the Netherlands, there's this tradition that when babies are born, you send a birth card around. And of course, people who do IVF naturally send a birth card. You always send it to your midwife and your local doctor, but they also send it to the IVF clinic. And it was really nice when we were waiting there to browse through those things. But then again,
The booklets,
they put them
the
into an A4
binder.
lever arch folder, and you can browse through them, and you kind of go, maybe we will have these, and if we have them, we'll have that design and that sort of stuff. But otherwise, the place is completely sterile of, you know, any smiling kids or anything.
Exactly. But then the room where
To do the harvesting.
Well, did they do the harvesting there?
Yeah.
No, I had to rest afterwards,
Yeah.
and I went to that room, and that room is full with photos of babies born through
Triplets,
the
twins,
IVF clinic
yeah,
there. Yeah, it's
it was just the best room in the world, really. Yeah,
because
it's like
it
everybody's going,
just
yeah, well done, you know, it can happen, you know,
yeah,
keep
exactly.
your hope up. There you go again, hope getting her
Yeah,
little
yeah.
feckin' fingers into everything. So, meanwhile, oh yeah, we forgot my what. Meanwhile, while you were injecting yourself with
All
all
the
these drugs,
drugs.
had a whole cupboard full of stuff to take and continue to take afterwards. I had the extraction process, which happened in Amsterdam. And as we were filling out this form, this guy comes in and nods at you one. She gives him a cup. He goes down. Like, he must be there literally 5 seconds, comes back out, puts down the cup with the barcode thing on it, and then leaves. How did he possibly do that? Was he primed in the car or whatever? And then I realized why. As they remember the porn that was on, you know, you think in the Netherlands, like with a thriving sex industry, big tourist attraction, that they could come up with better porn than there was, like It was a scene from the Can-Can. It was literally the Can-Can. Ladies, all completely dressed with the flurry, with the flower things on their head. And
That'll make you, those legs.
thankfully, you were on hand to lend a hand. So, anyways, got over that. And then you had your extraction. They put the eggs into a lunchbox thing, which had a freezer on it, like a fridge compartment, and I had to plug it in and then drive the whole way up to Amsterdam. And then you drive into the IVF clinic, which of course is away from the main hospital. Shame on you. And you're allowed to park like anywhere. There's a special place and you're allowed to block people in and all the rest of it and just hand in the stuff. And then I run in, hand it in, and they go, okay, thanks. Okay, bye. Out you go. And then what happens?
Wait,
Yes,
you have to
for how long?
wait. Well, a couple of days, because they need to inject all the eggs. They first have to see how the eggs are doing. We got the news that from the 24 eggs, 18 were big enough, well enough to be injected. And then they go inject the sperm cell, a sperm cell into the egg cell for all 18. And from the 18, there were six embryos.
Wow, and that pretty impressive.
Yes.
So we put all six back, no doubt.
That's not allowed. At the time, you are allowed to put back two. At the moment, now, since last year, you're allowed to put back one
Yes.
at a time. So we had two put back, and we thought, okay, the other four will be frozen, but. We got the news that because they wait to see how they develop.
Blastus stage.
And only two were
Made it that
good
far, yeah.
enough to be frozen because they have to be really strong, so to say, and because if once they're frozen and you defrost them again, a lot, they deteriorate regardless, they do. So a lot of them don't make it.
So, but we skipped over the transplant back thing.
Oh yes,
So
yes.
like when we went into the waiting room for a start, there was this there was our, well, she wasn't our IVF person, but she was the doctor that we had dealings with, and she said, "Is it okay if this intern comes with us?" And like I could best describe her as a little butterfly going, "Oh, you're all excited! Oh, this is brilliant!" And she's like bouncing off the walls. This is her first time here, and it was like, yeah, there was. You didn't have to deal with death and pain. Like this was something nice, something coming into the world. And on the screen, and a pity I never got a picture of it, was like a picture of this clump, two clumps of cells, right out of the BBC documentary. So then they go, okay, we're going to start now. I'm going to do the transfer. And this thing zooms out, and these cells are sitting in like what's like a massive big shovel. And then they zoom out more, and you see that, oh, it's a thin needle thing. And they zoom out more, and that thin needle thing is actually a tube inside the actual needle, which is about the size of a bus. And they zoom out more and more and more and more, and eventually you see this tiny little needle that they come out, which they put into another needle holder because it's just the whole thing is so tiny.
Yeah,
And
tiny
then,
and
yeah,
delicate.
and then they come out, and he was like very, very, very on the ball, terms like a soldier coming out, holding this very serious, hands it over to the doctor, gets her to sign the thing, takes it back, transfers, turn around so that he wouldn't look at your privates.
I didn't care at that
Go
stage. I
on,
mean,
go
yeah, exactly.
on, everyone.
One
And
more or less, who
then
cares?
the transplant is done. And then what do we
Yeah.
have to do?
Go home and wait.
And?
Wait and wait and wait. And hope and hope and hope,
Yeah.
of course.
And what happened?
And what happened? Well, my husband has a gift.
Yes, it's my superpower.
Yes, absolutely.
I can tell when women are pregnant really early on. Of course, that's kind of non-marketable really, but there you are. But anyway, I knew you were pregnant, and then you also fell pregnant. So
Yes.
But it's very early to say, you know.
I didn't dare hope or
No.
anything. But I had noticed your gift before.
Yes,
You
I've been right before.
you were very right before, where I said, well, no, you can't see anything yet. And yeah. So anyway, we hoped, and luckily
Yes.
we were pregnant.
Yes, and we didn't know at this stage whether it was one or two because
No,
could have been two.
they exactly.
So, of course, just because you missed your period, it wasn't enough. And then we had the blue test thing, you know, the pill on test things, which we kept, which was kind of nice. And
With the
kind of
smiley
weird.
face on
Yeah,
it.
okay, yeah, it's got a smiley face. The ones now don't. They're like a digital readout and it disappears. What good is that? Like, you don't even remember it.
Exactly.
But then again, probably people don't keep things
No,
that
it's a
they've
bit
piddled on. But
disgusting,
yeah, it's
actually.
probably.
Yeah, but it's a nice smiley face.
Anyway, it's a smiley face. That's the
Yeah.
point. But that's not enough. You still need to go down and get the blood test done.
Yes, exactly. To make
And
sure.
yeah, and then of course you're like a happy little bunny, and then all the relations know that you've had this procedure because
Yes, so
the
everybody
body is
knows
ringing, and you're
from
not allowed to
very
say yeah.
early age, early stage,
And
sorry.
some of them go and tell other people without you telling. But anyway, it
Anyway,
is what it is.
everybody's very happy,
Everybody's
and
very excited
that's
about it,
good.
yeah. So, and then it's what the weird thing is, then it becomes you tell the IVF clinic and they go, oh, thanks very much. And then
Yeah,
that's
no, not really, because they have a scan,
yeah, they
the very
do.
first scan after, it's an 8 week scan, which is not very
Common.
common.
Yeah.
It's not usually done, but they just check with 8 weeks because the first 12 weeks are still very precarious. So they basically tell you then whether it's one or two, or
Yeah, and at
and
that point
whether
we.
everything looks okay or not. And then they basically said, yeah, everything
Okay,
looks
thanks.
fine, so you can go to the regular midwife and good luck.
Was funny, like, you went to the midwife and she goes, how long are you pregnant? You know, so she could do the calculation. Like, I'm pregnant, like, 8 weeks, 4 hours, 22 days. Yeah. We knew exactly, obviously. So, but
Exactly.
then it becomes just a regular pregnancy after all that, and you
Luckily.
still have, yeah, but you also still have all the risks that you have with a regular pregnancy, that you know, if a
And
miscarriage
you're
or
more aware of it.
yeah,
Well, a lot of people aren't very aware of it
can get
because,
3 months without noticing, you know.
exactly.
In some
So,
cases, nine, but anyway, that's
yeah.
in the extreme, I guess.
Yes. So anyway, we got a fantastic, wonderful baby girl, and when she was 9 months old, we contacted the IVF clinic because we thought, right, we want more children, but we don't know whether the frozen embryos are going to
Work or not,
defrost
yeah.
well, basically, or whether nothing, they're not defrosting very well at all, and whether we had to do the whole procedure. And so we
You
thought,
didn't
well,
need to take any additional drugs for that, though, did you?
for the
When they thawed them
frozen embryo,
out, right? You
no.
just get the timing right and then pop them back in.
Yeah, a little bit of drugs, I think, but not that much. I can't actually remember.
No. Okay.
But anyway, so I rang the IVF clinic
Yep,
and told them
yep.
that's what we want to do.
And they
And they
said.
said, fair enough. Just give us a ring when your next period is, when you have your next period. And that next period never came.
And my superpowers kicked in, and I said, do you know you're pregnant?
And I said, no, I couldn't believe it.
And that I couldn't believe it either, because we had sex twice, basically, in that 9 months. And
Wow, I don't know,
well,
but
definitely that month, but because you
anyway.
know, the firstborn having a new baby in the house is the best.
And we were rebuilding at the same
Yeah,
time,
and
and
it
well,
is.
anyway,
We
that
were
was
staying with our
very.
father and all. It is the best contraceptive, having a new baby in the house. Anytime I would touch you at all, the baby would start crying. But I think of those 2 times, it was the one where I was out in my summer trousers cycling from work, so it's a 15-minute cycle in the freezing cold snow. Came in, hey babe, let's do this thing, waka waka waka. And then you were pregnant.
And why do you think that?
Oh, because if you keep your, you know, there's this thing, if you keep
There's
your scrotum cold, that it stimulates the sperm to
activates
come out.
the sperm.
Yes.
Yes. So,
Because,
well,
yes, there you are, I'm
that's
a man.
that theory is
Pretty.
proven. Well, there you
Yes.
go.
So we rang the IVF clinic and they
And
said,
fantastic, congratulations.
and one over the
And
dike.
yeah, when it happens more often that once you've had a child, through IVF or whatever, there's more chance of having a natural
Birth.
birth,
But the
basically,
reverse
a
is also true.
natural.
Because we know of lots of people who've had no problem having the first child
Yeah,
and
true.
then had loads of issues having the second child. So you
Yeah.
see, like having a 6 month, 6 year old and then having a 12 year old, you know, having to wait
Yeah.
6 years or something in between. So
True.
anyway, that went normal.
Yeah, they the IVF clinic was really nice. They said, "Oh, come in for the 8-week scan. Just we want to see. You
Yeah,
know, it's
it's good news,
fantastic."
yeah.
So that was really nice. Yeah, everything went according to schedule, and we had a fantastic, wonderful baby boy.
Yes.
And but we still had the frozen embryos,
Yes.
and
And
we
from
said
now
to each
on, I'm
other.
using protection because.
Yeah, we said to each other, well, how many children do we want? Or, you know, we
If we had a run, you know, if you had.
if you had, you know, basically we decided that, well, we definitely want to give the frozen embryos
I
a
go.
chance of life. And
I really felt that from a moral
yeah,
standpoint
exactly.
that.
Just the say I felt the
Yeah,
same
okay.
way. Yeah. So again, when he was 9 months,
Called them up.
we called the IVF clinic
And
up.
I restrained myself.
And basically we had well, we were waiting for to hear you basically make an appointment with the IVF clinic. They check everything out,
Yeah.
they make sure you're okay, and it has to be within your cycle. So you yeah, you do have a little bit of drugs to control your cycle, basically, but not that much. And then you go down to the IVF hospital, and on that day, when you're in the waiting room, that's when you hear whether or not the embryos have defrosted all right,
Yeah.
because they take them out at the very last
Minute,
moment.
yeah.
Of course, they can't keep them
And I
for
didn't
very
actually get to
long,
go in
so
there because I was standing outside in the hall
with two
with two
children.
children and everybody, you know, the other people across were looking. You know, there was a few couples around and you know, they're kind of looking and want to ask and I go, yeah, she is, he isn't. And oh, right. Yeah, that's kind
Exactly.
of nice.
But so I had to go in myself, and we heard that the two embryos defrosted.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that was fantastic news. Two embryos were put back, and then the waiting started
Again,
again,
and the hoping.
and the
Yeah.
hoping, and your gift kicked in
It
again.
did. It's a miracle,
Yes.
yes. Yeah, so you were pregnant and
And we didn't know. We had strongly had the feeling that because they were so
strong,
strong and
yeah.
survived the defrosting, that perhaps they were twins. And we were all, you know,
Right,
right,
how are
they're
we going to
probably
do
going
this?
to be twins, and you know, that's fine and fantastic. And then we had the 8-week scan, and it turned out to be one. And I really felt like saying, "Are you sure? Can you not just, isn't it behind the other one?" Or,
Yeah.
but no, it turned out to be one. We really were convinced it was going to be twins.
Well,
Anyway,
anyway.
so
So you switch back
one.
to, you know, we're going to
Okay,
have
that's
three.
super. One child, you
Yeah.
know, that's super. And then a week later, something happened
We had the.
where we had the chance to adopt a child. The mother was pregnant with the child, you know, just nearly at the same stage as myself.
Yes, through an accident.
Yeah, it wasn't planned. So basically, we said, well, you know, we will adopt the child. We had already reckoned with twins, so it doesn't, you know, you flick, basically, you flick back and forth, and you
I must
want to
say
give the
I
child
did
a
find
chance of
four a big
life
number.
for a big number, yes,
But then I
but.
was thinking, I went to bed freaked out, four, what am I gonna do with four? And then you were thinking, yeah, I could knock that wall down there, make that room a little bit bigger, and sure we could move up to the attic, and all of a sudden you're, as my mother has
Vacant.
said on many occasions, there's always room for one more. And I remember as a child, being her child, just thinking, what is she on about, And then, yes, now I do realize,
Yeah.
But that didn't turn
But
out
it
either.
didn't no,
Come to
it
be, alas, been the
didn't
case.
come to be. No. So basically that is
So,
our
story,
story. We have three fantastic children. The third
not
one
all the time.
The third one is a wonderful baby girl, and they're now a bit bigger. They all go to school. So anyway, what does this have to do with the surrogacy?
It's the reason why we wanted to do it.
Exactly.
And I remember even when the evening I heard about the ICSI, I said to you, if there's ever anything that we can do to help people in this situation, I want to do it.
Yeah, and we already kind of did a little bit
But there was very little about it here.
because in the Netherlands, when you are between week 5 and 11 of your
Yeah, that's true.
pregnancy, you they ask pregnant women to pee in a jar. And yeah, it's not her.
Oh,
And
it's
you
like a jerry
collect,
can. It's
yeah, and
act
you
actually is a
collect,
jerry
yeah, you
can,
collect all your
Urine?
wee, all your urine, you collect it. And what do they do with it? They take the hormones out of the urine and turn it into drugs for women who want to do, who need to do IVF. So basically, the stuff I've been injecting myself with was urine from other women.
Well, if it
No,
was that
well,
hormone that was in
it
your,
was
and it works out,
exactly.
it's has a better success rate than the synthetic drugs that are used in other
Yeah,
countries.
yeah.
That was kind of nice.
But that's just in the Netherlands that they do this.
So if there is anyone in the Netherlands, but the thing is, it's very early in the pregnancy, so by the time you
Yeah,
hear about
exactly.
somebody being
Not,
sent.
yeah, exactly. But when somebody is 3 months pregnant, they usually tell other people, but by then it's too
Yeah,
late to do
exactly. So
this. So
what
you
usually
really need to
happens is you
be.
forget, you don't know about it in the first one, and then
Yeah.
you find out about it later.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
so yeah, that was that.
So anyway, we did do that, and we but it,
Then
yeah,
one day
it's.
I got a phone call from you.
Yes, well, basically, we went to baby swimming with the children,
As you do here in the
as you
Netherlands,
do,
being
yeah.
that it's underwater, nobody seems to talk about that. All you Dutch people think
That's
you don't,
normal.
yeah, it's normal. Don't talk about the dikes, don't talk about the fact we're like 7 meters underwater, which isn't very far. It's like just the deep end of a swimming pool, but it's the deep end of a swimming pool, it's the top of our house. But anyway,
Yeah,
yes.
well, everybody can
But you've
swim,
been doing it
right?
for longer than, yeah, that's true. That's why we send them to swimming. Anyway, yes.
Anyway, that's why everybody
We
has
digress.
swimming lessons. But we went to baby swimming with the kids, and there, of
English
course,
speaking people there
there
and
were English speaking people there, and you chat, and you have contact with them, whatever, and you see them in, on the street every now and then. So there, one day, I saw one of these ladies in the supermarket, and she has one daughter who she was doing the baby swimming with. And I asked her, because she had recently started working again, and I asked her, how's it going? And she was a bit like, well, you know, it's a bit much for the child that I'm away so much, and we're trying to organize it. It's not, I'm not 100% happy with it. And so I asked her, do you have to work? What's the reason, you know, I don't want to pry, but why are you doing it? Because you don't look very happy about it. And she whispered that they were saving up for to go to the US and get a surrogate because she wasn't able to have any more children due to an incident.
That actually occurred in the same hospital that we were in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically I immediately felt like, right, if there's, you know, if I can do anything for you, I didn't say it at the time. I did say, well, could you, do you have any information about it? Because I don't know anything about surrogacy. And so she immediately dropped over the leaflet that day, that evening, and I rang Ken to ask him.
Yes, and then come home and had a think about it, and I was pretty okay with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
it was a bit, it's a big thing, but at the same time we both felt...
Yeah, we definitely want to investigate it, yeah.
Yeah, that if we could do anything, then we wanted to basically look into it.
So in the Netherlands, along with the fact that everybody is not allowed to... Oh, well, okay. We started investigating. And as it happens, they had, immediately after this incident had occurred, they had, both of them being English, they had gone to the UK, to a hospital in the UK.
Where they had been before.
Yes.
So they knew the people
there.
Yeah,
they had lived over there. So,
yeah.
So they went home to mama, basically, and had... their eggs frozen, and in
they
the UK,
had embryos, frozen embryos,
and he had his frozen embryos, and he had his sperm frozen, because in the UK you're required to leave your sperm in for 6 months in quarantine, whereas in the Netherlands you can use fresh sperm. We never really found out the reason for that, but
no.
So if anybody knows, give us a shout. And
so
how many eggs did they have there?
15 embryos.
15 embryos, yeah. That's also quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, we said to them, we're willing to go ahead.
Yeah.
Provided, well, there, we don't know basically what's going to happen, so there might be a few stumbling blocks, but we'll...
So we had... You did a lot of investigation, and it turns out that there was a lawyer...
Well, basically, we wanted to go to the IVF clinic. There's only one clinic in the Netherlands, IVF clinic, the one in Amsterdam that we
which
had been to.
Which happens to be the same one that we were going to, yeah?
Yeah.
And even the private clinics who did IVF outside of that were not licensed to do surrogacy.
No, only that one hospital.
Yeah.
So we contacted them and explained the situation, but they said, we're not going to help you. And the reasons for not helping us were that one...
There was embryos in another country
for
a start.
There were embryos, frozen embryos. So they have to be used up first before they would start a new procedure. And B, not everybody had the Dutch nationality.
So we all had to be Dutch.
Everybody but, has to
but
be Dutch.
The main thing at that point for us was that we needed to do it in the UK.
Yeah.
So there was...
But no, that by not doing it in the Netherlands, it also meant, because if you do it through the IVF clinic, the one who is licensed for surrogacy, they also have psychological help available. They, all the legal aspects are taken care of through them. Insurances, etc. They just tell
they
you
pack,
everything.
Basically.
They have a pack, and we were stranded. We didn't have anything. We couldn't do everything in the UK because the pack that they have is for UK residents, so it didn't match up with us being in the Netherlands. So it was we had to.
So we're
find
now
our
dealing
own...
with two procedures, two legal systems.
It wasn't very straightforward.
No,
so we found out
everything. You knew mostly, to be honest,
all
cause...
the information
so as well as not being allowed to advertise in the
Yeah,
for
we didn't
surrogacy.
really mention that. It's not supposed, you're not in the Netherlands, or in Europe, you're not allowed to have a commercial surrogacy.
And that
So
includes
that includes
advertising
advertising.
that you wish to that you're looking for a surrogate.
Yes.
And there's even questions on, whether going to a forum, an online
Yeah,
bulletin board forum,
exactly.
and typing in "I'm looking for a surrogate" is advertising.
Yeah.
They're very, very stickly about that, and we'll get into later on exactly what that means. So everybody, in order to do a via the VEU, everybody needs to have Dutch nationality. So
Yes.
you found a lawyer who turned out to be two doors down from where the biological parents were living, actually.
Yes.
And that she was very good.
Yes,
She
very good. She pointed us in the right directions. She had an example of a contract because you had to do the contract. We had to do the contract to
Now,
get
to speak about the
ourselves.
contract is you need this contract. Okay, under Dutch law, they introduced a law, and this isn't common in a lot of EU countries, where they say that if a woman gives birth to a baby, that baby, regardless of the DNA, that baby belongs to that woman.
Yes.
And whoever that woman is
Legally, that's.
partnered with at the time, either legally married or in a living contract, which is like a light form of marriage that a lot of people who are going out for a little while do. It's a Dutch thing as well. That person automatically becomes the parent. So in this situation, if we were doing surrogacy, you would be the legal mother and I would be the
Legal
legal
father.
father. Then we would have to immediately put only this child up for adoption, saying we do not want to raise this child.
Yeah.
We're still happy with keeping all our other children that we have. By the way, please don't take them. And that was freaking me out that that would happen.
Yeah.
And then the biological parents
Because,
adopt the child, their own child.
yes, but it's not,
And the reason for that is,
that sounds pretty straightforward, but there's all the rules, the
yeah, but I want to explain
regulations.
why that is. The
Yeah.
reason for that is for donor eggs and donor sperm, when that became possible, and that's the vast majority of people who are doing techniques. So if you get a donor egg and it's put into your body, then you're the mother of that child. So legally, they put it in for that place. Unfortunately, from a surrogacy point of view, you don't want that mechanism to kick in. You want it to be the other way. But
Yeah.
you have this weird situation where a biological parents need to adopt their own child back from the surrogate. But in
Exactly.
addition to that, there's the stance taken by the family, the what do you call it, the child welfare area, the child welfare
So.
people, that if they even smell the hint of commercialism, and that means gifts at Christmas or too much money, more than subsistence or whatever, they will refuse to deal with the case. And what that means automatically is that the two parents, the two surrogate parents who have this child, have now a child that they're legally responsible for up until the age of 18 and 24 and beyond. So the lawyer told us all this stuff, so we're there going, yeah. So what do we need to do? Well, there's this contract thing where you state exactly how much money is going to change hands, where the receipts are going to be, and that
And the
if it
money
happens
that you're talking about money, for example, I
for
need to take
drugs,
out, yeah, for drugs, I
maternity
need to
clause.
take, yeah, exactly, but also insurances that I have to pay and then they reimburse
Yes.
me, that type of thing.
So
So
you
no
need
money,
maternity, yeah.
no money that's considered payment, just your expenses,
Yes, and that's
basically.
no, we were rigorous with that. We didn't exchange gifts at Christmas. We just had homemade cards, and the kids made cards, and well, she made beautiful works of
She's very
art. Yeah, she's a great
creative.
artist, but
Yes.
that's by the by. So yeah, there were insurances, and then there's weird things with our health insurance, because then it becomes a regular pregnancy for us, and
Yeah.
then it's IVF treatment for them, and
Yeah,
it's
who is
like
doing the IVF
IVF.
treatment exactly? And where, it's
It's
just, it's.
a lot of coordination. Plus, we have
We
the
had to deal with two different
countries,
countries,
yes.
so that is very tricky. The procedures differ, the methods differ.
And culturally, the medical
Plus, you have
system,
to.
yeah, you have to travel as well.
You
So you
have to
need to arrange
travel.
flights, and it's very vague. You're dealing with the human body. So it's like whenever somebody's cycle starts, then within 3 days, you need to be somewhere else. Well, then you need to book flights, and you might be there for 2 days, or you might be there for 4 weeks, or 2 weeks. So you need an open-ended flights, and then you need babysitters for that period of time. And you're, of course, working as well, and they're working. But there's also the different ways that the Netherlands health system works and the English slash Irish health system works. In the Netherlands, they're very fond of having a well-written procedure and telling you exactly what's going on. I mean, even if you go into the dentist, it's like, I'm going to open your mouth, I'm going to put this in, I'm going to do this, and they go, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. Thank you very much. Whereas in the UK, it's stand back. I know exactly what I'm doing. We'll put you in for this procedure, and I'll write this thing out, and you'll follow it exactly, and then that's exactly how it's going to work.
And you just ring us up every step, will you
We'll
ring
tell you
us
the next
up, we'll
step.
tell you the next step, and then when you're done with that, you have to ring and we'll tell you the next
Yeah.
step.
Whereas in the Netherlands, you get a list. This is what's going to happen. At this point, this or this will happen. And then at these 4 points, these, this. And so it's like a flow diagram of, you know.
Exactly.
So, culture. And then we had like the practical things, like you get a prescription in the UK for something which isn't sold here. And if it is sold here, it's in soluble form or liquid form. And then you get a prescription for five, you know, two capsules of 5 milligrams, whereas here they sell one capsule of 8 milligrams, but the strength is concentration is more, and it's just,
Yeah,
oh, it was a nightmare.
yes. And but again, the IVF clinic was really nice to
Yes, and
us.
an IVF clinic in the UK was,
And
you
exactly,
know, there was
they,
niceness flowing everywhere,
yeah,
in
really,
fairness.
everybody did their utmost best to help us out. But what I mean with why I mentioned the IVF clinic here is because basically they could have told us, well, tough, we're not dealing with you because you're dealing with the UK, but they didn't. They said, well, we'll try and assist you for most of the steps.
Yeah.
And
It also
then,
meant you didn't need to take as many flights. You were able to do the scans,
exactly,
and then
because otherwise you would have to go over really
but even that,
a
like here,
long
the
while.
everything is digitized, so they were able to send the scans over. But then they couldn't do the scans, so they had to find a machine. They had to get the IT guys to dust off a machine to print off the X-rays so that we could put them into a folder so we could bring them over to the guys. Just weird, you know, things that you think, oh my God, this should be sorted. So yeah,
Exactly.
anyway,
Anyway, so
to make a long story even longer,
yeah,
well, it's everybody's fault if you got this far. I mean, yeah, it's because you didn't send in the show, really, so you can't really talk to us about it. Anyway, yes, surrogacy
can turn
in the
it into a
UK, no, there was
two-parter.
loads of drugs they wanted to give.
Yes, but I didn't want that because I felt, well, all the drugs, basically,
You
they
don't
had a
react
frozen,
well.
no, I don't
No.
react well to certain drugs, and they had frozen embryos, and the last time when we had the frozen embryos put back, all I needed to do was take a tiny little bit of drugs towards the end of my cycle, basically,
Yes.
just before the eggs popped. In order to keep them there until the timing was right, etc. So I basically didn't want to take that whole amount of
Yeah.
drugs for just that. So we
We asked her what the
and then
chances,
yeah the chance
what's the
of
difference, percentage difference of you know, better outcome if you take the drugs, and it was like 2%
a
of a
difference.
difference. So we all said, yeah,
Yeah, we
that's.
don't want to go down that route
So
if we don't have
how
to.
many eggs did they take out?
Half, 7 or 8, I can't remember, but they had 15 embryos. They took out
7, I think.
7 the
Yeah.
first time, I think. And they weren't the best of quality. They picked out two the two that were best, But
The other ones didn't even make it, I
they
don't think.
yeah they made it. They all made it, but to a certain degree. They had a lot of debris in it, as they call it, where when you inject, or in the
Yeah,
petri dish, a lot of
a
there's
lot
a
of the
lot of
cells were
other
damaged due
fluids.
to the frozen, and
Yeah,
the cell
exactly.
skin was broken.
Yeah,
So they were also not repeating, the cells weren't
weren't
replicating.
grown.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so.
exactly.
So two
So two
as well,
were,
because that's all they were allowed to put in either, was it?
one was pretty good, basically, and the other one was a little bit
Dodgy.
dodgy, but they put two back, and then we had to wait again.
Again and hope. Again.
Again and hope, and again, you're.
Magic. Yes, you were pregnant.
I was pregnant.
Yeah, for sure.
I knew it myself this time after three successful
Yeah.
pregnancies. I knew what it felt like, and you could see it as
Yeah.
well.
So
And
then we wanted
we.
to know, like, what do you do? I have this special gift that nobody believes and it's completely useless, I think. So what, but we want them to be involved, so we were
Yeah,
saying, should we tell them or not? Should we tell them or not at this
so
stage?
I kind of said, well, perhaps, I really have the feeling that I'm pregnant, but I don't want to put your hopes up too much. So we still have to wait and see. Unfortunately, a
Yeah.
few days later, we both noticed
No,
that
nothing.
it disappeared.
Yeah.
It disappeared in a couple of hours. I felt it
Yeah.
go away, so to say.
There wasn't even any, there wasn't any discharge, for want of a better word.
Yeah,
But
no,
the thing is
nothing.
too so small. But
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
it
It
was like
just.
just a veil. You could see it disappear.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to tell them, of course, like, well,
After getting
we.
their hopes up.
And
But they
we,
said, no,
unfortunately.
we have to wait until then, try the test, and then
Yeah,
go after them.
unfortunately,
But
we
yeah.
were right.
Yeah.
So that didn't
That
work
sucked.
out very well.
Yeah.
We had another try with drugs this time. They took out eight embryos. They were not great quality either, but they put back two anyway.
And what happened to the remainder?
The remainder, they weren't good enough to freeze again,
Okay.
so they just didn't divide properly, and yeah, that
So
was
that was it.
it.
Their eggs were used up at this
Their
point.
eggs were used up. Unfortunately, that time,
Nothing.
yeah, I,
Zero. Silch.
yeah,
No.
nothing,
Nothing. No.
no. So
And it was also
then,
that time was
yeah, things just
just went
didn't,
wrong. The whole, yeah.
yeah, it didn't go very well, and I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was it, basically. So what to do? He went over to the UK because we didn't know what to do, but he went over to the UK anyway to
Freeze
freeze
in the
another
next batch,
batch
yeah.
of sperm for the 6 months current quarantine. And we talked about it. What are we going to do?
Yeah, we said we were going to take a
And
break for a while anyway to
will
chill
we?
and
Yeah, exactly. But
there's
well,
clocks
that
ticking
wasn't.
as well,
There
yeah.
were clocks ticking, and we decided to go ahead and basically sync up both of our cycles and try
Yeah,
and get
but we,
fresh embryos.
yeah, so, but the question was, could we do it here in the Netherlands or could we do it
Yes, at
there?
that point we
And that came up.
said, yeah, exactly. He went over to the UK anyway,
No harm, I mean.
exactly. And but in the meantime we said, well,
Let's try and get it done
let's
here because
try.
there's a lot less stress involved. For
Yeah.
us, it's just you go down on the train.
They everybody knows the procedure, you follow it, and you go down.
It's a half an hour, have coffee, do the thing, come back home, as opposed to getting
Traveling
the flight.
by,
You go
yeah.
over, you need to get the taxi, you need to go there, there's the waiting room, you need a whole saga, you know.
Yeah, and all the coordination of the drugs and
And the days off, you're
the
working as
days
well.
off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was Yeah, we really wanted to do it in the
So,
IVF clinic with the surrogacy license here in the Netherlands. We all wanted that.
at this point, our option was, if we were to be within the law, that three of us, because it wasn't enough that yourself and I also needed to be Dutch nationality. And the thing is, you can do this Dutch national exam, but what it means is, if you're married here to an EU citizen, that spouse, namely me, can just stay here and become Dutch after 15 years. You automatically become Dutch. You get a Dutch passport. You don't have to give in your own passport. Everything's hunky-dory. However, if you do the citizenship exam, you need to prove that you know the Dutch culture, you need to know the Dutch language, you need to do all this stuff, and then you need to swap your passport. You then become a Dutch citizen. You have to give back you can't have dual citizenship at that point. But we all thought, okay, we can do that. So we investigate. All three of us, and I would need to do that as well, were willing to do that. But the problem was that there's an age limit on doing this procedure, and by the time, even if we fast-tracked that course, we still wouldn't have all become citizens in time before your biological clock stopped ticking, basically.
Yeah, it would take about a year or
Yeah.
something to complete it, and we didn't have the time.
No. So then we asked them, could they do something?
The IVF clinic, you mean?
Yeah. So we
Yes, we basically
put your case to them, really.
she pleaded with one of the gynecologists from the local IVF clinic, and he was very taken with the case. Because the incident occurred in that
Yeah.
hospital with one of his colleagues, and so
They
they
got buy-in
really.
from the local hospital, and they all went to the head up to the other hospital, and they discussed it there as well.
Yeah, and everybody there, all
Was
the
also
workers there
going,
were
okay,
saying,
yeah,
"Oh yeah, we
this
should
case is
really,
definitely, yeah.
we need to give them a chance, etc., etc." But the head of the department
So
basically stopped it. He said, "No, if we're allowing these people,
then
then other people, other couples, it might become a tourist,
destination. And then
destination."
it was at that point that I thought, well, there's this thing in the EU that, if I go to, if I come here, for instance, in the Netherlands, and I'm unemployed, then I'm entitled to the same unemployment benefits that a Dutch citizen is, or vice versa. A Dutch person comes to Ireland, they're entitled to the same benefits that an Irish person was. So I was thinking, well, under Dutch law, then under EU law, maybe we're able to, force them to say, look, you're discriminating against EU citizens from another member state by doing this thing. So we contacted the lawyer, and we got back a thingy, and she was doing the lawyer thing, working it out. So do we or don't we? Do we? Don't we? In this case, in that case, in this case, in that case. And basically, in the end, it came down to yes, by and large, they are supposed to. However, the EU, there's loopholes in the thing where they say, under moral and ethical grounds, any particular country is culturally allowed to withhold certain things if it's part of their culture. So basically, it's up to the hospital.
Yes.
It's up to the country to decide. The country decided that it's up to the hospital, and the hospital decided no, they didn't want to open that can of worms.
Exactly.
And
And
as no other hospital was doing it in the Netherlands.
we went to Belgium. We had a look to see whether Belgium would do it, but the same thing.
They also have the
They
same rule, and
have the same
also in
rule,
Germany as well.
also in
Yeah.
Germany. So
The
basically,
UK.
the
And the UK
UK.
wasn't an issue because we had both worked in the UK for a year as well,
Yeah,
so.
they were of course from the UK originally,
Yeah.
and we had both worked in the UK,
So.
so that wasn't an issue
We
for
skipped
them.
over the psychological things that we needed to do when we were in the UK, actually.
Well, there wasn't that much. They just
We got asked why we were doing it, and they were wanted to know as well, was it for money? And then we told them the IVF story, and that we were trying to help out our friends, and
yeah. And it, they asked us individually and as a couple and with the four of us. So just to make sure and to talk things through and make sure that
And
it
what would
was.
happen if there was a handicap? Oh yeah, for
That was one of the
this is one of the
things.
big things. If there was a handicapped child, then
And
they wanted us to have an abortion, and then will we have an abortion or not? And
yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And also, if at birth it turned out that the child had a disability or whatever, and the biological parents could say, right, we don't want that,
Yeah.
then we would be stuck with a child
Yeah. And
that's
legally, it's our child, yeah.
exactly, and would be stuck. That sounds a
I
bit
know, yeah,
horrible,
but
but I mean, your intention is to give the child away, so then
yeah.
it's
And
a
in
massive
that
thing.
case, we stumbled over that one actually quite a lot, because also we did that, we had that legal thing, so we had to put that into the contract as well, because they were saying, well, if we discover this, we would like you to terminate it, and then if you don't terminate it, then morally I felt that we were to accept and responsibility for this child from that point on. And then that if
Exactly.
they
So we had big discussions
yeah
about that. I
very
mean,
big
it's not
discussions.
easy
no
stuff.
no
You know, it's not very simple.
no
Anyway, so we went back to the UK
yeah we did.
and we started the whole procedure for getting our cycles in sync and
And you had massive help from here. The
oh, the IVF clinic here, especially this time round, they just pulled out
pulled up
all
all the
stops
stops.
to help us out.
Yeah. And we had a dedicated we had for the first two rounds, we had quite
It was difficult to get hold of
of people.
somebody in the UK, but for this
Last time we
last
had
time.
somebody with an iPad, and she was checking it at breakfast, and you would send off a question to the nurse, and then within a half an hour she would have emailed back everybody. We had an
Oh my
email
God.
list for the whole group, so that if it went to one, everybody got it.
Yeah,
So
that was a big help.
it really, really helped that time. So
In the meantime, when we started the procedure, it was about a 4 month procedure. The biological father got a job in another country. So that added to, all right, you know, what are we going to do? And again, the legal procedure, like,
So
could
they did,
they
yeah.
still adopt when they're in another country, etc. But she stayed behind
So
with
he
their
maintained his
daughter.
residency here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, exactly, for a while.
But yeah.
But their intention was, of course, to follow him and to move away. But we continued on with the procedure, and it was long and tedious, and an awful lot of drugs, and waiting for this
You didn't
step
have to ask
with
them.
me,
Did you
and
need to inject
waiting.
yourself that time, like the?
No, because there wasn't a particular. I was supposed to inject myself, but there again with the drugs, there was a whole go of. Anyway, in the end, I had nasal spray or
Oh
something,
yeah,
and
sore stuff.
she had to, of course, take a lot of drugs, and we had to wait for each other,
Yeah.
and we had a lot of hospital visits, but
And you
finally.
were also working, you were working nights at that point.
And she had given up
You had
her
your job,
job. Anyway, so we went over to the UK. They had, I can't remember exactly how many embryos they had, because first we went, they had to go over, of course, to have the eggs harvested, then have the IVF procedure done, then we had to wait to see about the embryos, and in the meantime I had to take drugs to basically have my womb ready for to receive the embryos, and we weren't allowed to have any sexual intercourse
No, yeah.
because of the fear of,
Well, I had to
of
actually, well, that wasn't the problem, because I had
Yes, but that
I had
wasn't.
already had a vasectomy, so
But still,
yeah.
they
Which
said
is kind of weird
no.
as well, because within the space of, 3 years, I was going from being a client at the IVF clinic to
Yes.
somebody in the having a vasectomy.
Vasectomy
And that
ward.
was weird as well. They didn't give you drugs. They just put electrodes on your scrotum, basically. And yeah, there's like buzzing thing. And from my right one, that was fine. It just went snip. And then the guy wouldn't shut up talking. Again, I'm doing this. I said, I don't want to know. Okay. Meaning, shut up. I don't want to talk. I was going, yeah, culturally in Ireland, that's a Catholic country. How do they feel about this? And my mother, the cat, as far as having 19 babies, that went out in the 60s when the pill came, contraception is a good thing. But anyway, that was weird.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, but far better have a vasectomy, I thought, than you have continued to have the pill and inject yourself with drugs for the rest of your life. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Anyway, meanwhile,
we
back at
digress. Yes. The
the
IVF
IVF clinic.
procedure. Yes, they it turned out they had, I think, about 5 or 6 embryos this time. They were looking very good. There was one that was perfect, and there another one that was nearly perfect, and so they put those two back. And the other ones, we had hoped, like, right, if they're such good quality, they might be able to freeze some as well, you know. But unfortunately, that didn't happen because they weren't good enough to freeze.
So
So then the
everything's riding on this
waiting,
last chance,
yes.
And my superpower came into effect.
Yes, to tell us that
There was nothing.
there was nothing, no, and I didn't feel anything either.
No.
All that, everything that we, all of us, had worked
That is a year and a
so
half,
hard.
basically. Oh.
Yeah, a year and a half. Yeah, so
Nope, you never.
that
How is
was
this?
that, really. We did, I didn't want to say, right, that's it, guys.
Well, we had said three times.
We all had agreed
Yeah,
on three
three times.
times, this
And
is the
now he's
final
moving
go,
away
and
and.
yeah, they're moving away and all that. But I
But.
didn't want to be the one saying, right, stop, enough is enough. I wanted them to think about it because I wanted it. If I would have said, right, enough is enough, then they could have said, right, you know, if only we had a final time,
Yeah.
and you know,
Because people do that. They keep going and
yeah,
going
your
and going.
head tells you that type of
I don't
stuff.
blame them. I
No, absolutely. So I wanted them to think about it and make the decision, like, are we continuing or are we going to stop? And they, in the end, there was a lot of thinking, and it took them a while, of course.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, we're going to stop. We're going to move to that other country and
Continue on with the life,
continue.
be thankful
Yeah.
for the blessings that we have in the one child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that, really. And it's yeah, it's all very disappointing.
All around you.
All around, and also just the feeling of letting them down
Yeah, I very much.
and
And also,
guilty.
there was nothing came out of it. I mean, we do have the experience of it.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice. And I mean, go away. For that last go, I really thought everything was coming together. I mean, we had
Yeah,
the
exactly.
there was that artist who did she does belly painting. She
Of pregnant
of
women.
pregnant women. So she does she on the belly on the outside of the belly she draws a picture of the baby inside,
For
for
example,
example.
or something else, just big flower or
Yeah,
whatever,
something nice
something nice.
and. Like we were talking about this, because we were saying we'd really like to do something nice for them, and we were thinking of having a picture of the
If this
bit,
works
yeah,
out, we really
of you two belly to belly, and then but draw on her
should.
body the picture of the
Yeah,
baby
the
going to
artist
her.
became very
Oh, and she was
enthusiastic, and
really,
you know, we had everything in place,
and
and
yeah,
it just didn't
fucking
work out.
sucks. But that's
Yeah.
life, and that's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so lucky, Evan. on one go, you know, it's just poof and it works.
What, 1 year you think, well, perhaps we're not going to have any children, and then 3 years later you have three.
Or yeah, looking at
It's
four, possibly, you know, if, whatever, if we have twins at the time, so.
really, it's a
But
miracle.
the thing about it is people, the reactions, let's talk about the reaction to people about this. For a start, my mother could not get her head around what we were doing, why we were doing this.
No, a
She
lot of
never
people
said
couldn't.
anything, obviously,
My
like,
family didn't either.
just,
They
what are you doing?
just didn't understand. And a lot of people's reactions was, well, we're, sorry. Well, they already have one child, so
Yeah,
why do
that's
they
enough.
want any more?
Yeah,
They, isn't
exactly.
that, aren't they happy with that? Yeah, but if it's your choice, that's a different thing than when it's your
Imposed.
choice is taken away. Through something that was out of your control.
Yeah.
You know, it's not,
Like, as I said to
you didn't
you,
want, they didn't want that to happen. They wanted more children, but it wasn't possible. You know,
yeah,
that's a
no.
completely
Well,
different.
I've said to people, like, but you have three kids. What if, you know, after the first one, this happened and you never had those other two? Oh, yeah, well, you know, that'd be it. I'd just get a dog.
It's not, yeah,
It's
the
not that simple, you know.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But anyway.
Unfortunately, we don't have a happy ending for this episode, so.
No, we don't.
But that's life,
Yes,
pretty much.
it is. And the only thing that they got out of it was that they were able to try out this path,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
they
Yeah.
realized, because their daughter, they didn't have any trouble conceiving, so they never realized
How lucky they were, really.
how lucky they were. And through doing this procedure, they realized how difficult it can be, and that
You know, even if they didn't, even if that incident hadn't occurred, that they may still only have had one child,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
with the quality of the eggs and stuff. So, not to say that that was it. I mean, we don't know what it, you know, as the doctor says to us, you know, how do you know a good egg from a bad egg? And they go, well, this is, you know, this looks healthier to us, but we have no proof that when a baby comes out, it's not the bad egg that has turned into the baby and the other one, you know, that hasn't. They don't know. They you
No,
simply just don't know.
exactly. No, but they had thought, you know, from the start, okay, we'll go over to
The
the
biggest
US,
hurdle was this getting started.
finding a surrogate, and then we just put some embryos in, and voila, we'll have a
Yeah.
baby after 9 months. Because they had never thought of
The regular stuff. Yeah.
exactly, of the percentages and how lucky you actually are when you get pregnant through natural ways or not.
Which is why we have, you know, yeah,
Yes, it's very difficult to end this
it
now,
is
isn't
really,
it?
yeah.
We kind of have to
But
stop.
this does affect 10% of the population, so the chances are that you know couples who are going through this.
Yes.
So
And
just
the
spare them a thought, basically.
yes, and a lot of people find it difficult to talk about it. And then when you do say something or mention something about it, the story comes
Yeah.
out, and they're quite relieved to be able to talk about it. And that's also something that the couple we're talking about are doing now. They're talking about it, well, before they didn't.
I don't know.
That's,
I still would have liked
of course, that would have
I would
been
have liked
the.
that, but I would have also liked to change it so that other couples could have had, you know, other,
You mean the legal
the
situation
legal
with the
situation with
IVF
the
clinic?
IVF. I
Yes,
would have liked that
absolutely.
to change, but you know, why can't it be done? Why can't you go in front of a judge like you have to do anyway, and just before the case and go, we're not from this country, but we want to do this. We want to put a case now before we do the procedure, so that give people a fucking chance, you know. Right, folks. Sorry for making such a long show, but we've been promising to do this for a while, and it's one of these is it of interest to hacker things, and As we were going through this, I met a few people on IRC and was just telling people about it, and they said, yeah, they would like to have hear an episode. So here is the episode during the summer lull, and
If you have any questions, let us know.
yeah, exactly. If you're going through that sort of thing, just leave some comments, and if you want to chat about it, yeah, drop us a line. All right. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of
Hacker Public Radio. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.